Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can check me out on Twitter, at Joy Keyes. Also check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keyes. Also, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@hotmail.com. Questions, comments, guests you'd like to see, let me know. I'm open to all your suggestions. This evening, a new young hot talent on Amazon Prime's Panic, Cameron Jones. You might have seen him on Grown-ish. You might have seen him on The Purge. You might have seen him on Shameless, but now you can watch 10 episodes of him on a series called The Panic. It's on Amazon. Good evening, Cameron.
Good evening, Joy. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. I'm sure you're busy because you're, like, trying to hustle right now, but thank you very much again for coming on the show this evening.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
So let's start at the beginning. How did you get this gig? Did your agent call you? Did you look out for it? Your friend told you about it? How did you find out about Panic?
So funny enough, my manager and my agent sent me out for this about a year before the TV show was made. And I didn't get the part, but I remember reading the book in preparation for it and thinking, wow, Lauren Oliver is a phenomenal writer, and I would love I'd be absolutely honored to work with her. And a year later, I got the chance, and I capitalized on it. And
so how do you prepare? What's your process for preparing for a character? Your character has a couple layers. You know, at first I thought he was like this good guy. Then maybe he's angry. Then is he the bad guy? Mm-hmm. How do you prepare for such a layered character?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of it is it depends on the job, you know, the project. With this particular project, the TV show was based on an actual novel by Lauren Oliver, and we had the pleasure of working with the actual writer of the novel itself. So what I did was I read the book, I talked to her, had a couple of sit-down conversations on what we thought about the character and some of the similarities and differences between the character in the book and in the TV show. And it's a lot of prep and using your imagination, but it's really, really fun. It's really, really fun. But that's a little bit of what I did to get into character for Bishop and for Panic.
So your character's name is Bishop, and he's in love with his best friend, Heather, but she kind of didn't know but knew. Has that happened to you in real life? Were you in love with someone and they didn't know, and then they found out and...
I don't know about in love, but I've definitely had a couple of crushes in my lifetime where that's most definitely happened. It's a pretty heartbreaking experience. it's pretty heartbreaking, but yeah, I definitely empathize with him on.
So now his character has a very high-powered father who's a judge, and they kind of have an abusive situation. You know, how was your relationship with your father, and how would you like your relationship to be with, say, if you had kids in the future, not now?
my father in real life or in the TV show?
Say that again.
How's my relationship with my father in real life or in the TV show?
No, in real life. How's your relationship? And how would you like your relationship to be with your child in the future?
Well, I can say that my relationship with my dad, thank goodness, is much better than my relationship with my dad in the TV show. My dad and I have a very, very strong bond. He's a big part of why I am. And I think when I eventually go on to have kids, with my future wife, I would love to have the same relationship that I have with my dad with my kids. I think that would be very cool.
You know, the interesting thing, there's a kind of parallel. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Say that again.
And I'm not just saying that because Father's Day was recently either. I mean that.
You're breaking up just a little bit. I'm not sure if your phone, your wire or something is kind of crackly a little bit.
Okay, let me try this.
Your crush, Heather, it's interesting. She actually has a parallel relationship with her mother. Her mother and her, they have kind of this abusive situation going on. Did you guys talk? Did you guys bounce ideas off of how to deal with parents as characters?
No, that wasn't something we talked about as far as like how to deal with things, like how our characters would deal with their parents in the show. I think Bishop is someone who's kind of he keeps his home life at home, and he uses his friends as an escape in a way. So I wanted to keep that at home for him, because that's at least I know what Heather's going through is very, very difficult, but what Bishop is going through is very difficult in its own right. And I think a big word for him is escape, as it is for everybody in the TV show, but he uses his friends as an escape. And I think that's not something he would want to talk too much about with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He seems like he's trying to be like this strong, you know, kind of guy, you know, you can lean on my shoulder friend for Heather. But he's also friends with the other girl, what's her name, Natalie, in the show. And Natalie's interesting. I don't know if I trust her. It's something about her. I'm not feeling too secure about
it's something fishy, huh?
Something fishy going on with her, okay? I'm sorry. I just want to put that out there. I don't want to give away stuff to the audience. But anyway, so that's your other friend. And then your nemesis is Ray. There's a guy, Ray, and he comes from the poor side of town. Do you get along with the actual actor? His name is actually Ray in real life. Do you get along with him in real life?
Oh, most definitely. That's the homie. I love him. I mean, I love everybody in the cast. Like, we're all super, super close, even if it seems like on TV we have, like, a really bad relationship, as, you know, me and Ray did have on the show. We're all really, really close in real life, and I talk to them all the time and kick it with them all the time. They're real cool people. I'd like to say they're my friends.
Now, on the show, the characters are being manipulated by this game, and they're trying to find out what people are afraid of. What is Cameron afraid of in real life? Are you scared of spiders or snakes, or what are you afraid of?
Funny enough, my two biggest fears would have to be flying and black holes, like space black holes. I'm terrified of the both of them, but I'm thinking flying comes to me more quickly, just because I just got off a plane and there was a lot of turbulence and I was terrified.
Yeah, that would do it for me. I remember being from Germany and it was like raining, and like we actually did one of those drops and the masks came down.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, like that had never happened. And I'm not afraid of flying, but that was like, I want my mommy, where's my teddy bear? You know, like that type of thing.
No, I know exactly what I've had that. I mean, I haven't had the mask come down, but I've been that terrified before. On like the tiniest of bumps, oh my goodness. I close my eyes and I pray and I hope for the best.
Look, you're trying to be a mega superstar. We're going to have to come up with some, like, a Tai Chi or something to, like, help you get rid of that fear, because you're going to be globetrotting, and we can't have you being scared on the plane. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to work out. So let me ask, what are some of your favorite actors and actresses that maybe you like to act with?
Some of my favorite actors, I love
Haley Spence Brown and Allison Spence Brown and Justin Chin. Those are people who I've known for a while, and I went to school with, and I remember seeing them just in class and the work they would do, and I was just in awe. But them do, like, seeing them work and seeing people that I look up to, you know, like Denzel Washington, who is another person who I just idolize and would absolutely love to work with. It gave me the confidence to say I can do this, you know, and hopefully one day work with a Denzel or a Naomi Harris or a Don Cheadle or a Jamie Foxx. You know, those are some of my, and Gary Oldman. Those are some of my favorite actors for sure.
God, Gary Oldman, he is like GOAT. Okay, like seriously,
isn't he?
I mean. What was he in The Fifth Element? Did you ever see The Fifth Element?
I've seen scenes from it, but I never watched it. That was a little before my time. I got to check it out.
You got to check that out. Okay, you got to check him out. That, and he's definitely right in his element there. So let me ask you, what was the hardest part of filming? I saw that there were different directors for various episodes. So like every two episodes, there was a different director. How did you handle that?
Oh, that was honestly. This was like my first TV show, like first major role on a TV show with a big network like Amazon Studios, and I gotta say I was blessed to work with great directors. I don't know what everyone's experience is like on their first show, but I had a great time working and learning from everybody that I got to work with, from Ganja all the way to Viet. Like there's some really, really talented people, and you could really see the difference in a good way in each episode and how each director brought their passion and just who they are as a person to each episode. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was amazing, and I thought it was a great learning experience for me because I got to work with multiple people on my biggest job that I've ever done so far.
Do you think in the future you might be a director or a writer or a behind-the-scenes type of person?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've got some things that I'm interested in actually producing myself. I'm trying to figure that out right now. So I definitely took a lot from everybody on set, not just the actors. The actors also, by the way, were phenomenal as well, and I learned so much from them. But I took a lot of notes from Lauren Oliver herself and from the producers as well in the studio. I learned a lot, honestly, working on this job, and I'm hoping I can use that to produce some pretty beautiful projects for you guys in the future.
Do you have a favorite movie when you were growing up? Was there a favorite movie that you watched, like, multiple times over and over again?
There's a couple. I would say I love I discovered it late. I didn't watch Forrest Gump until like I want to say my senior year of high school, but I love that movie. And then I would also say a movie my mom and I used to watch like clockwork, three movies. These are my three favorite movies, actually. The Wiz, The Best Man, and The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we used to watch those like clockwork. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned your mom, and I had read that, you know, unfortunately she had passed. And let me ask you, how did you deal with that? What can you tell maybe a young person who's out there maybe dealing with the loss of a parent, something that helped you move forward?
I'll say it was the hardest thing I've honestly ever had to do in my entire life. And what I'd say to anyone else who's experiencing the same thing is that it you never, it's like when it happens, there's like a hole inside of you, and you never replace the hole that your mom had, but you learn, however painful it is, to live with it, and that's gotten me through a lot, but also my faith in God, which is what she taught me, has gotten me through a boatload of just this in general. One of my favorite I live by this too. The pastor that spoke at her funeral, he said to everybody that was there, God does not promise you rainy days or sunny days without rainy days. He doesn't promise you just the best days and no cloudy days at all. God promises you that your best days with God will be better than your worst days with God. So even on that day, no matter how hard it was, and remember that the days I had with her are exponentially better than how bad that day itself was. Are those couple of days? Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. That's really great. And I appreciate you sharing that, but I think it'll be really important because when people are in the middle of a storm, they can't see their way out of the storm. And sometimes they think maybe there is no way out. But you are showing by getting your work and acting that you can move ahead. So I'm really thankful for you and sharing that bit of information. Let me ask you, you got to study abroad in Oxford,
mm-hmm.
and you were studying Shakespeare. How was that
mm-hmm.
different than doing this TV show? Do you like one better than the other?
It's way different. I wouldn't say I like one better than the other, but I appreciate both. It's like getting sushi versus getting ramen. Like, one is not better than the other. They're both equally as important to my plate.
Okay.
But I definitely enjoyed that was my first time going out of the country for an extended period of time, especially without my parents. I'd never left, so that was beautiful. And then to learn about Shakespeare in Oxford was such an amazing experience. I remember not liking, like, I didn't like Romeo and Juliet, and I was adamant about mm-hmm. this. I was like, oh, I hate that play. That play's so stupid. Oh my, I talked mess. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I talked mess. But
okay.
I remember going out there and reading the play and taking classes and understanding, just changing my perception of the play and understanding. Oh no, this is beautiful. Like, this is amazing. I love everything about it. And then from there, it just trickled down. Everything from like Othello to A Midsummer Night's Dream, just beautiful, beautiful text. Beautiful text. That's all I'll say. That's all I can say. Beautiful,
that's all you can
beautiful,
say.
Rich text.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any mentors, like teachers? Who were your favorite teachers when you were in school that really pushed you?
I'd say some of my favorite teachers and most influential teachers would be Mia Hack. She was my acting coach, and she was one of the first people to meet me and believe in me, and outside of my mom. But she really pushed me and helped me to get to where I am today. I would say Mr. Vega, he also gave me the confidence to pursue this. I remember being so anxious about everything and asking him, like, do you think I can make it in Hollywood? And he was like, that's up to you. Like, I think you have talent.
Mm.
Talent can take you a long way, but that's up to you if you want to make it. And I was like, dang, all right, I guess I do. And so he was very influential. Mrs. Buscemi, my middle school drama teacher, extremely influential. And I would say Mr. Lindsay as well. Mr. Lindsay helped me with speech and debate. And I would say August Wilson. I never met him, but like his play Fences taught me a lot for sure.
Definitely August Wilson. What would you tell your 18-year-old self now? Now, something that you know now. I know you're not that much older now, 22, 23,
uh-huh.
right? I think. What would you tell your 18-year-old, like looking back?
I would say I would remind my 18-year-old self of this time in elementary school where I showed up and my shirt had like pink on it. And the girl I liked was like, "Your shirt is pink." And at the time, my world came crumbling down because she didn't like pink. So she didn't like me. And I cried. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, the world is ending. This is so big. I'll never recover from this. And here I am today. And while that seems like a dumb story, it's important to remember that, like, when I was a little kid in elementary school, my shirt not being whatever color it was meant the world to me. That was just as big as whatever my problems are today. And to sit here and say that I've overcome that, and not only have I overcome that, those problems literally mean nothing to me now. I think I would say to my 18-year-old self, whatever is stressing you out right now, just ask yourself, are you really going to be that stressed about it 10 years from now? And if not, is it that big of a deal right now?
Definitely. I mean, that's what the show was about, panic. These kids are having these problems, and each of them are, like, thinking this is the end of the world, and they have to do this game. And if they don't do this game, it's just going to, you know, their life is going to mean nothing. But that's not – we all know that that's not the case in real life, you know. But, I mean, that's how – when you're a teenager, that's what happens, you know. I remember being a teenager, trust me, and I didn't think I was going to be where I am now, but, you know, you don't know any different, you know, that's just the way it is. Now, you got some upcoming projects. We talked right before the show, some type of video game. I know you can't say, like, who and what, but do you know when it's going to come out, maybe? Like, 6 months from now, three months from now?
Unfortunately, I don't have a date for you just yet, but I can tell you that we're working really, really hard on it, and I can say that as someone who is an avid video game head, I was, one, extremely excited to find out what studio I would be working with, because this studio has made some of my favorite childhood games, like classic games.
What's your favorite games? What are some of your favorite games?
Oh, see, you're trying to get me. I can't give you that.
Okay. I was trying to get you. That's okay.
I can tell you when I come back and the video game
that's
is
fine.
Released. How about that? I'll tell you and talk to you about why. Yeah.
Okay, no
but
problem.
This studio is amazing. Yeah.
Let's talk about Molly Robber. Tell the audience about Molly Robber, what that is, and your participation in that.
Molly Robber is a film that I was blessed to have the opportunity to work with two amazing up-and-coming directors in Austin Hall and Zach Visvikas. It's a quick-witted, fast-paced film about a girl who's robbing her Molly dealer to pay her rent. And it is so fun. I think you guys would love it. I think you should check it out. And hopefully, we can turn this thing into a movie, because I gotta say these two directors are amazing. They're so smart, so genius with just their camera moves and their storytelling, and I would love to bring a feature to the screen with them for you guys.
All right. Well, you put it out in the universe, and hopefully the universe will rise up to you. I think you were doing a great job on the show Panic. Do you know if it's going to be a second season to Panic?
Well, I can tell you this. I would love for there to be a second season. I unfortunately don't have the answer to that right now, but
okay.
I love that you love it, and we've been getting a lot of good buzz from a lot of people, so I've got my fingers crossed, and I'm hoping for the best.
We will hope for the best and hope that the universe rises up and continues to bring you much success. Cameron Jones, thank you so much for coming on this evening to the show.
Oh, thank you, Joy. Thank you for having me. This was a blast. This was really, really fun.
I'm going to find out what that video game is. Don't worry. I'm going to find out.
Okay. I'll be back as soon as you find out. We'll talk about it. We'll
okay.
chop it up.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Cameron. You have a great evening, okay?
Thanks, Joy. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with actor Cameron Jones. He plays on Amazon's series Panic, dealing with a group of teenagers, and they're dealing with a competitive game challenge in a small town in Texas. It has 10 episodes. You want to check it out. It will keep you on the edge of your seat. You're going to wonder what's going to happen next, who may die, who's going to still be alive. All types of, you know, holding your breath types of scenes. So check that out. Cameron plays Bishop on the show Panic. Thank you. You can check me out on Twitter at Joy Keys. Also check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Also, you can email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. You can check the show out on Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, iTunes, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. You guys have a wonderful evening, and I hope to see you on Saturday. I'm going to be speaking with author Alexis Henderson, and I hope that's going to be an interesting story. All right, talk to you later.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T. Acronym stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.